Hi, everybody. My name is Stephanie, and I am the Corporate Mystic, and I want to welcome you to From Illumination to Innovation. This is a special series that we're doing on Generation Jeopardy, and I'm going to toss it over to my co-host to tell you a little bit more and introduce our guests.
Hi, everyone. It's Shaniqua Brown, the founder and president of Elevated TA, the go-to partner for government hiring. And as Stephanie mentioned, we are hosting our first Generation Jeopardy. And today with us, we have amazing guests. Would you mind introducing yourself, giving us your name, where you're from, what you do, and the generation you're representing?
Ladies first.
Thank you, Ted. Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Grandery. I'm a trust and vulnerability coach. I'm originally based out of New York, and I represent millennials. Excellent. Or avocado eaters.
That was good. And good afternoon. I'm Ted Herman. I'm representing the baby boomers. I'm a retired aviator. This is me. And I'm here to hold up my end of the deal for the old folks.
Excellent. We are so excited to have you here. Well, y'all, this is a pretty traditional Jeopardy game, and we're going to jump right into our game of boomers versus millennials.
Let's get started.
And I'm going to introduce the topics. Your topics today will be pop culture clash or crush, gatekeepers, currency, double letters, and facial recognition. We should do rock, paper, scissors really quick. Go ahead. Rock, paper, scissors, y'all. Let's see who starts.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. We did the same thing. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, awesome. Look, you're already aligned.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, keep it up.
Yeah,
this is beautiful.
More. Rock, paper, scissors.
You're more like the difference
in rock, paper, scissors. Oh, come on.
Excellent.
I won.
Our boomer is starting, but I just want to point out, y'all, that we have already proved our point. We are more alike than we are different.
Okay.
All right. So, Ted, if you'd like to make a selection from the board.
Currency for 10.
Currency for 10. This retirement savings plan shares its name with a classic 90s pager code for LOL and helps you save for those golden years.
401k? No.
And we have, what is a 401k?
Oh. Okay.
I will remind you, if you can pose your answer in the form of a question.
What is?
What is a 401k? Good job. But that will be 10.
I'll give me 10 points.
10 for Ted. Yes.
We'll stay with currency. Currency for 20.
This app lets you split the bill, pay your friend back for coffee. Yes.
What is Venmo?
What is Venmo? Excellent. This is so exciting.
Victoria, you sure can.
Let's go 20 for facial recognition.
20 for facial. Ooh. Name this person.
Ted.
Mark, what? Who is Mark Zuckerberg?
Who is Mark Zuckerberg? Excellent.
Let's go with double letters for 10.
Double letters. A possibly risky mortgage payment or a hazardous decoration? What is a balloon?
Oh.
So double letters are words with double letters in it.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, I should have explained that. And you're welcome to ask.
Okay.
We're learning as we go.
Anything not covered in class will be covered on the test, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
On the fly.
So I think it goes, I think it stays with you. Yeah, nobody got it. It stays with you. Yeah.
Well, we'll try double letters for 20.
Someone with a literal hive mind.
What is... What is a bee?
Say it again.
A bee. What is a bee?
Is a bee someone with a literal eye? Who's a person?
Ah,
you're on the right track.
You're on the right track.
Do, 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 do,
Yes.
Who is Jeff Bezos?
No. What is a beekeeper?
Oh,
super close.
Oh, you were so close.
You were so close.
Okay. Double O's for 30.
Ooh. Tripling down.
The people who live in your neighborhood, town, or city, for example. Yes.
Your peers?
No. Good guess. What is community? Mm-hmm. What is community? So.
All right. Ted?
It's all right.
Pop culture for 10.
Part of this is for us to all learn from, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. We're exploring ideas. This legendary 1969 event delivered three. Yes.
What was Woodstock?
What is Woodstock? Yay. Absolutely. It did not work out well for the millennials.
There's a there's a backstory.
Ooh, interesting. So my I just need to let you know, for some reason orange isn't graying out and I don't know why, but
okay.
we've done orange for 10, so okay. I'm gonna keep the cursor over it. Go ahead.
Pop culture for 20.
A seemingly plotless 90s comedy TV show about a group of random awkward. Yes.
What is Seinfeld?
What is Seinfeld?
Oh, you say unpleasant.
You think they're pleasant?
So just so you know that a lot of these descriptions literally came directly from things like Wikipedia. Like these are not my...
I thought about it and I was like, they're not unpleasant.
No, they were literally described as an unpleasant group of people.
You are from New York.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, I'm from New York too.
And I gotta say, I love New Yorkers too. So, but I think they kind of all came together in their own special way.
Yeah.
Grayed out on the 20. Great. So we know we're done there. Okay. So go ahead.
Pop culture for 30.
The social media platform that perfected the art of the selfie and the hashtag was launched in 2010. And yes, Victoria.
What is Twitter?
No. Do you have an alternate?
Then I'd say, what is Instagram?
Yeah.
Because hashtag was Twitter.
Yes, but I think Instagram. I think Instagram perfected it. Mm-hmm. Like they took it to the next level.
Victoria, sign me in then.
Stainless column for 40. Pop culture.
Ted.
What?
That's her.
It's Victoria's.
Uh-huh. You've been winning, but I broke the streak.
We gave it to Victoria on this round.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm just kidding. It's okay. You are used to winning, and it's fair. It's fair. Yeah.
I was trying to break the streak.
I'm sorry.
You're
Let's do gatekeepers for 20.
Gatekeepers for 20. The person who keeps the players on the opposing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who is the goal? The goalie.
It's the goalie. Go ahead.
I'm going to go gatekeepers for 40.
Ooh, big jumping around. Before your resume is ever seen by a human being, it has to have these very important elements that can feel like digital gatekeepers.
I'm like I'm
beep. What are keywords?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. If you don't have the right keywords, nobody's going to see.
I didn't even know that was like, yeah.
Gatekeepers are things that hold us back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or move us forward, push us through.
Whose turn?
It's on you, Victoria.
Me? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll do gatekeepers for 30.
In Greek mythology or Harry Potter, a three-headed dog who guards the gates of the underworld or the Philosopher's Stone, and we will accept either name. We will accept the Greek name or the Harry Potter version. Yes.
Who is Siberius?
Yeah, I'll give you that on. It's Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Yes, or Fluffy.
Fluffy and Harry Potter.
And
yeah, uh-huh. I guess.
That's the name in Harry Potter is Fluffy. Oh. And I just want you to know that I created this monstrosity of a three-headed pug. I thought it was beautiful.
I actually don't think it's a monstrosity. It looks cute.
I really, really like it a lot.
There's a future in that.
There's a future.
Don't show it to the people who make...
It's on YouTube. Pets. Too, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Victoria. Ooh, gatekeepers didn't block out, but we've done that one, so I'll keep it over there. So,
30 facial recognition.
Facial recognition for 30. Name this person. Ooh.
Ooh, Ted.
Give it to Ted.
Yes, sir. He was on the ball.
Quick with the draw.
Show a pilot a good-looking woman, what happens?
It was Dolly Parton. Okay, that one and that one are both called.
Okay. So facial recognition for 40.
Name this. Excellent.
Who is Shrek?
Beautiful.
I was like, I'm losing my
You're like, I'm getting in this. Excellent. Well done. Well done.
Let's do 40 double letters.
40 double letters. Going back to the making something brighter.
Illuminate? What is illuminate?
I will give you what is illuminate. What is illumination?
Okay.
Yes, I will give you what is illuminate. Absolutely.
We are so close, guys.
This is exciting. This is really exciting. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
let's wrap up double letters for 50.
Wrapping double letters for 50.
Let's just wrap it.
A person who is too confrontational at work might come across this way. Yes.
What is aggressive?
What is aggressive?
S-S-I-P-E. That was for 50?
Every time I'm like, there's double letters in there, yeah.
So remember, this one is taken and this one is taken, but the rest of the board is open. What would you like to choose?
Let's do, you said the 30 is taken, right? So let's do gatekeepers 50.
Gatekeepers 50. A person is often required to see this medical professional in order to be referred to a specialist. Yes, I heard it's all the clap. Yeah. So.
Who is your PCP or primary care?
Care physician or PCP. Nailed it.
I'm going to go with gatekeepers 30. Oh, no, 30 we did. So 10.
10. This form of gatekeeping involves censorship and removing classic books or books about underrepresented communities deemed inappropriate from libraries and schools. Yes.
What is censorship?
Close.
It's
the context of books being removed from libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's current news.
I know.
What are book bans? What are book bans?
I was going to use the word washing, something washing, like, instead of greenwashing.
Okay. I think it's still with you to call.
Yeah. let's do facial recognition 50.
Who is Ronald Reagan?
Who is
Get
Ronald
it, Ted.
All right.
Back to you, Ted.
Back to you, Ted.
Uh-huh. And facial recognition for 10 is gone already, right?
That's no, I don't think so, actually.
Let's close it out. Facial recognition for 10.
I heard.
Who's Oprah Winfrey?
Who's Oprah Winfrey?
Lucky guess.
Facial recognition is closed. Double letters are closed. Gatekeepers are closed. And 10 at the top is closed. So 10s all the way are closed. What would you like to call?
Pop culture for 40.
Pop. This healthy breakfast option was deemed the millennial's downfall. Yes.
Avocado toast.
That's Miss Avocado. It's
avocado.
Excellent. You would call?
I'll do the 40 then, the pop culture
for 40. Pop culture for 40. This collectible plush toy was all the... Yes.
What is Beanie Baby?
What are Beanie Babies?
Wait, we did 10.
Oh, yeah. So pop culture's gone. Gatekeepers is gone. We all we like have is currency.
Oh, well then let's go for it. Let's do currency for 40.
Acronym that is often used with redundancy. Yes.
What is ATM?
I need to do my clapping. You're like, I'm clapping. So 40 didn't go away. We see where our problem children are here on the game board. 30 or 50 are available.
Let's do 50.
While we have been waiting for this American icon and abolitionist to appear on the $20 bill, In January 2024, the U.S. Mint released 3 coins commemorating her.
Yeah. Who is RBJ? No. Okay.
It's 50 points.
No. Who is Harriet Tubman?
Exactly. Who is Harriet Tubman? Great end of game comeback there. That was, see, we've got one more to go. I believe it's currency
that
for 30.
That narrows it down. I think I'll take it for 30.
I think it's currency for 30.
Yeah.
This new age currency comes with volatility. I was not judging, so I saw a movement
clap.
Quickly.
Did you clap?
Well, yeah. What is crypto? I don't know if you guys...
Let me read the whole question. This new age currency comes with volatility and risk, causing some people to buy off more than they can chew.
What's Bitcoin?
What is Bitcoin? Specifically. So, y'all, I think we concluded the game.
We did, with 5 minutes to spare. Victoria, you're going to advance to our finale with the other winner. So thank you so much for playing. And we'll take a quick commercial break, everyone.
And then we'll come back for a little discussion with the generations.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Victoria and Ted, for participating in our generational Jeopardy game. We want to award you, Ted, with the participation award. We want to ensure that everyone that signs up and plays our game receives a little token to take home. Thank you, Ted. did you want to share your experience playing the game? Albeit you didn't win, but do you want to share what it was like for you?
Well, for me, it was very interesting to see aspects of things that I might be aware of, but you were more aware of, you know, the current things, and you learn from it. You learn something new every day. You know, I'm 75 years old, and every day I learn something new, because if I don't, I'm in big trouble. It means, you know, you're not, you know, no pulse, you know. It's just life. You know, I go into the attitude, I'm going to learn something from someone, somewhere, somehow, and then try and share that information with people.
That's such a great mindset.
You know, I mean, you want to be the best friend, neighbor, person you can be. So.
Well, thank you so much for that, Ted. And Victoria, as your name is true, you rang Victoria's.
Yes. It was a setup. That's what it was. It was a setup.
We do want to take this time to ask more in-depth questions about your experiences as a boomer, as a millennial. Stephanie, did you have a question?
Yeah. I was sort of curious, coming into this, Victoria, for you, what made you want to come out and represent your generation? What prompted that? Not everybody just jumps on a podcast, right? So what made you see this and be like, I want to show up for millennials?
So full transparency, I got laid off 2 months ago and I'm building my coaching business and I've always wanted to share my story. So this was an opportunity. And in my previous job, I was a product manager, but also did coaching with inside the company. And I think something that as a millennial is really dear to my heart is how to make workplaces more purposeful and respectful of, I'm going to say, humans being basic needs, like sleep, movement, food, because there's some people who just skip lunch, you know? Yeah. And so I wanted to share...
like Gen X here.
I wanted to share, what it's like to be a millennial today. Just in the day-to-day, but also at work.
Thank you for that. What about you, Ted? What was your sort of impetus to come out and represent for the boomers in your generation?
Well, this lady I know, maybe you know her too. She mentioned this to me. It's her mom.
And I'm very well connected.
No nepotism here, right? But
we're not related.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why your mom's not here, right?
Well, we auditioned mom and you, we made an equal selection, so it was judicious.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, I want people to know that, not everybody is doddering around, with a walker or sitting on the porch and just going like this. Mm-hmm. I'm on the move constantly. I'm going. People say, well, you're how old? And I said, well, I'll be 76 on my birthday. And he said, no, you don't look your age. And I said, I don't act my age either. Mm-hmm. Because up here, you're still 29. Mm-hmm. And it's a mindset. And you want to learn and you want to share. And I don't know, I just, in my job, my field, I was one of the senior pilots at the end, obviously, but you had younger people and you passed along that knowledge to them. Mm-hmm. You wanted to pay it forward. Things you spent 40 some odd years learning, they didn't have that advantage, but you can, things they don't cover in a classroom. Mm-hmm. That's when you're on a job, you learn more from the people you work with and share it no matter what the age they are. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think, you know, it's just me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. And when you're open and you know, I like loud music. I got Sirius XM in the car and it's all 60s, 70s, you know, stuff. It's this kind of thing where, you know, it keeps you young. It keeps your mind going. And I like this so far, so good.
Well, know. I think you're representing in, well right out of the gate.
closing in on 100 now. So, wow.
That's beautiful. And I want to ask in similar fashion, both of you, this question. Mm-hmm. What generational wisdom would you pass down to younger generations? And what could the younger generations teach you or teach your generation? We'll start with you, Ted.
Start with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you can't experience everything in life by yourself. You know, you're going to either not be exposed to it or you make a serious mistake and you're not around to do it. You know, mm-hmm. you need to learn things from other people and teach that to them. So, cause you know, you benefit from it, financially, things like I encourage anybody, you know, put away money for retirement. I mean, you know, I wished my parents had done that to me mm-hmm. at a young age because, you know, retirement's down the road, you're old. But the compound interest thing, when you start putting money away, you don't have to do that much at first and you have all that time on your side. Looking back on it from, you know, 50 years, you say, wow, I wished I'd done this. I was fortunate to be able to catch up big time with the job I had, but not everybody has that chance or choice, you know, that's available to them. So things like that, that makes a difference when you get to this point, mm-hmm. you know, the quality of your life is much better when you're not just depending on Social Security or whatever else you might have. Cause so many corporations now don't have the traditional retirement plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They phasing that out, and even American Airlines went to a 401k. They uh-huh. stopped, they froze it, which is right. Those of us had a lot of money and it didn't lose it. They uh-huh. didn't put it to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, like a lot of airlines did. But they, you know, you need to start, it used to be a three-legged stool for uh-huh. retirement. Now there's lots of legs to the stool. It's more like a puzzle with enough pieces because people change jobs all the time uh-huh. now. I mean, you know, our thing was you went with a company forever and then you retired, got a watch and a pension. You know, now it's different. And, and that's something that, you know, you want them to. It affects the quality of your life down the road, which sometimes it's hard to see when you're starting a business and doing all these things. Mm-hmm. You're fully invested right now. And mm-hmm. you just want a reminder, hey, you know, don't forget about this part. You know?
So what would you learn from younger generations?
Technology, you know, seriously, you know, it's, my kids say, oh, let me do it for you. And at first I was doing that because they would, and the grandkids even, or, you know, all this, but I've learned to do it, you know, I'll ask them, you know, because I've learned enough from them mm-hmm. to be able to explore on my own and kind of go that way before I raise my hand and say, help, you know, because mm-hmm. they give you that incentive to learn. And that's the thing. It keeps you young. Mm-hmm. It does keep you young to keep up with trends. And I said, well, what's this? Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm deer in the headlights with social media because I don't do it, personal choice. But, you know, that's a doubt, you know, that's a lot. Most people do it. Mm-hmm. and, you know, all the other things that are involved in it. So, you know, I didn't need it for a business, you know, or to promote a product. I mean, people showed up with tickets anyhow at the airline, but it's stuff that you see what's changed in the landscape. Mm-hmm. So you're current. You didn't just stop in 1999 or whatever. You
know, absolutely.
It's going on. And, you know, I've been retired almost 11 years, but something new every day, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Victoria, what generational wisdom would you pass down to younger generations? And what could the younger generations teach you or our generation?
If I start with passing down, I'd say probably since millennials were the generation where we didn't really start with tech, but now there is tech and there's more and more tech. Mm-hmm. I think we're always kind of in this, we knew the world without technology and we've known it also with. So I think we're still the generation that has the ability to, I would say, like, cut off from technology or understand the shortcomings of it and not always be very highly dependent on it. Mm-hmm. What I'd say to younger generations is to, like, understand, like, how much is accessible through today, our phones, our computers, and also maybe go back to what older generations were doing of being more present, mm-hmm. Being more like outside in nature, because when you were bored, you could sit in the grass and look at the sky. You weren't like automatically scrolling through your phone. And I think that's something where we, like the younger generations, we want now things faster, mm-hmm. like better, almost perfect right from the get-go. And so there's a certain sense of like dissatisfaction very quickly, mm-hmm. That, you know, is fed also through social media, because you get that dopamine mm-hmm. hit every time you get a funny reel or a cool mm-hmm. picture. Yeah. And from the older generations, I think you were talking about like also teaching or like learning. I think as much as older generations can learn about technology, I think it's something that I, even like in my family, wish I could do more of, is learn more from the boomers in my family. Mm-hmm. And that the boomers don't think that because the world has changed so fast or evolved so fast, and that there's, you know, so many new things that they didn't have, that they're kind of, I would say, like outdated or has been. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's a life, like, as you said, you have a life worth of knowledge mm-hmm. that can be shared. Yeah. And also to the right people, like, you need to have someone who's willing to listen. Mm-hmm. But you'll like, I've learned something from just the 5 minutes we were talking about mm-hmm. your career in aviation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the cycle needs to kind of loop back. It's not because you're a certain age that you have nothing left to give
mm-hmm. right.
to society or the community or whatever mm-hmm. system you work in.
And just so it sounds like you would want to like share with the younger generations, like how, like life before mm-hmm. social media, you would want to learn from the older generations of like from their wisdoms. What would you want to learn from the younger generation?
I think it's something I'm adopting. It's more, I would say, you mentioned it, you kind of tapped onto it, Ted, before like people had like careers that were, you know, 20 years in the same company. Mm-hmm. And I think my generation was more like, okay, jump every 3-4 years because, you mm-hmm. know, you can get a better salary and mm-hmm. like that's when you've kind of done your thing in a company mm-hmm. and you want to go seek a new adventure. I think from the newer generations, because there's such a push for, I think like purpose and alignment, there's a lot, I see a lot more people not following, I'm going to say, traditional routes of like going to college, getting certain degrees, doing the career. And I think there's like beauty in that sort of freedom and just seeing what the world will give you if you follow your, I'm going to say, your intuition or
your passion.
Yeah, or your passion. Mm-hmm. That can sometimes scare, I'm going to say, generations that are more into stability and comfort of, you know, a 9-to-5 job with a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That was really insightful. And I think that's real true about them mm-hmm. consistently, mm-hmm. what we hear from Gen Z and beyond. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, you know, and we're going to be probably coming to a wrap pretty quick, mm-hmm. but I have a curiosity question around, I ask this a lot. I want a myth or a misconception that you want to dispel about your generation right now. And then if you can follow that up with a hope that you have for your generation? Who wants to take that one?
I'm thinking, other than the stereotypical old person, like I was just trying to say, you say old and people just think, somebody who's frail or, yes, people do have health challenges, but not everybody does. And what we need is, for this to really go well, is to be open to communicating, mm-hmm. and not just, one of those that, what are they going to tell me? Or an older person, my generation, would say, what those young whippersnappers are going to teach me? Well, you'd be surprised. If you're open to it, it's there. And the dialogue goes both ways. It's a dialogue, not a, I want you will. Children should be seen and not heard, the quiet generation, that's, our generation started to challenge that more and be open, the children of the 50s and the 60s,
So is that a myth that you would dispel, that y'all aren't an open, are open to communication? Yeah, like, so what's a hope that you have for your generation?
That a lot of them would, would hopefully have better health, be open to, I won't even get into the FDA and all that stuff in the country.
No, we won't have time for that.
No. But that, explore it. It's so important to have the good health, to really put yourself out there, stay in shape, do things. No, you don't have to go to the gym every day, but just walk and go out, like you said, be in nature and, greet people on the street and say, hi, how you doing? And start a dialogue with your neighbors or rank strangers that you meet every day. Some of the best stuff is people you just meet one time, but you kind of build a bridge, if you will.
Oh, it sounds like you really want the boomers to stay connected, to stay.
Yes.
Engaged.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. Good way to put it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why didn't you say that earlier? I would have said
I love the way you said it too. What about you, Victoria? What's a myth or a misconception you'd like to dispel? And then what's a hope that you have for millennials?
So going back to the I'm going to bring up the avocado toast debacle.
debacle. I love that.
I think it was called Avocado Gate, I saw. I think before there was, we were talking about retirement and like wealth, and Avocado Gate kind of started because it was about people being able to afford a house. And as much as I, think like today there is pressure of, because costs are higher and real estate is higher, that my generation might not be able to afford housing the way our previous generations did. I also want to say, I think there's also maybe not the same values that we put on needing to have a home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that before it was part of like your life trajectory, you got married, you bought a house, you got married, you had kids, you filled the house with the kids. And today when I think about my lifestyle, like, yes, I want somewhere like that I can call home. Does it need to be a house or does it need to be a big piece of real estate? Mm-hmm. I don't see that as much because I think my generation wants more flexibility and traveling. Mm-hmm. And so because we want to be able to move around, if you have also, real estate to hold on to, sometimes it's also like a tie that can be heavy to manage, mm-hmm. from wherever you decide to go live or travel to or move around.
Yeah, it's an anchor.
Seriously. I agree with that, Victoria, mm-hmm. where it's like we're kind of redefining what is of like the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. Like, could it be like the community I'm part mm-hmm. of? Do I personally have to have kids or can I be an aunt mm-hmm. to the children around me right. in my neighborhood mm-hmm. or can I live in an apartment? I completely understand where you're coming mm-hmm. from with that. And what is a hope that you have?
The hope for my generation, I think we've gone through a lot of like, I'm going to say like expansions and contractions in the market, but mm-hmm. like, there was like 2008. In the last two or three years, it's kind of not been good either. There was like the whole tech boom and now tech companies are laying off. And I think my hope is that we kind of are able to let go of this kind of constricting feeling of like, there's not enough money, there's not enough jobs, mm-hmm. and that people still, like, there's still the world out there. There's still people out there, and I have chills just saying this. And that we have like the ability to just like create more space and more of whatever it is that we want. Yeah, I think, and not live in this fear of there will be not enough and something is going to dry out at some point.
Mm. Both of you, those were such profound answers. And I've learned so much in the time that we've spent together, and I've had a lot of fun, and I really appreciate that my game worked. Do you have any closing thoughts that you want to share before we wrap up? Is there anything else you want to add to the conversation, Shaniqua?
Well, I just wanted to thank you both for coming out, sharing your different like perspectives on life. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to hear like the wisdom that you both have shared. And it sounds like that both boomer generation and millennial generations mm-hmm. are really seeking community. Ted speaking out, sharing that, you know, wanting to be part of other generations' mm-hmm. lives and learning from them and sharing wisdom. And it sounds like you also want that from the boomer folks in your family. It's reassuring to see you two sit next to each other laughing as we were in our commercial break. So I think my takeaway is what we see in the media may not be true, the divisiveness. So thank you both for joining us today.
Yeah, that's so true, because it all depends on what their objective is. Mm-hmm. Instead of one last parting shot.
Yeah.
I traveled so many places around the world, and I learned we all have more in common than we do differences. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter your religion, your language, whatever. People basically everywhere want the same thing. Mm-hmm. And if you get to talk to them and see that, you understand that, okay, so we look different, we talk different, but there's this continuity across mm-hmm. there that we all have more in common than we do differences. Mm-hmm. And you just have to tune out the noise of the media sometimes and what the government wants you to believe. Do it on a personal basis. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans haven't traveled more than 50 miles from home. So that's a limiting factor. Going to Disney World is not seeing the world.
You know? Sure.
Anyhow.
You know, and on that note, I mean, y'all coming out, mm-hmm. you're modeling mm-hmm. the behavior yeah. of what you're hoping for the people around mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I applaud that and celebrate that, because I think that's what we all have to do for each other is right. we have to take the risk and we have to model the behavior that we want mm-hmm. to see in the world. So mm-hmm. thank you so much for being here today.
Well, you're more than welcome.
We yeah. really, thank really you appreciate for having it. Us here. And thank you, audience, for joining us. You are going to want to make sure that you stay tuned for the Gen X versus Gen Z episode, which will be coming up.
And as a Gen Xer, are you rooting for a Gen X? Or
I have anxiety. That's kind of a Gen Xer thing. Okay.
I don't know. Gen Z might say that they have the anxiety. So
I feel like they're in much of the ways that we saw some alignment here. I feel like we're going to see some interesting alignment there as well. And so it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next time. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, From Illumination to Innovation, and also check us out on Castos or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our show. Show us your support by following us on your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
You can also find us on Castos at fromilluminationtoinnovation.castos.com. If you love our show, share it with your friends and coworkers too. Let's all work together to help businesses
vibrate higher.